the time you're gonna see. Someday will be all that we need.
That is One Republic with Someday right here on Jamestown's Best Mix, Mix 93.3. Jake Seidel with you today, and we got Jackie D and Danny in with us on this Monday. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Jakey.
And it is time to jumpstart your day.
With J&J.
And
Danny.
And this hour of Jumpstart Your Day is brought to you by eXp Realty in Jamestown. Want to earn money back when you buy or sell your home? Call Jeannie Holman at eXp Realty about Homes for Heroes Rewards. Call 269-6978. That's 269-6978. Hey, coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to talk about awesome high school sports action that happened last week. And we got a lot of great stuff coming up on our show today. We got our dummy of the day coming up at around 8:20. But right now, some music for you. It's Third Eye Blind with Semi-Charmed Life right here on Jamestown's Best Mix. Mix 93.3. I'm smiling, she live and she go, then she lives for me. That's Post Malone and Swali with Sunflower right here on Jamestown's Best Mix, Mix 93.3. Jake, Jackie, and Danny with you. And Jackie, Danny, moms always find out a way to do something embarrassing.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
And here's one of the big reasons I'm glad I'm not in TV anymore, because ABC 6 reporter in Columbus, Miles Harris's his mom, unexpectedly cruised by in her car to say hello while he was doing a live shot. We got the audio.
Is it because of the... This is my mom. Hold on.
This is my mom.
I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is D'Angelo. You can say hi. And don't be holding up traffic because you got cars behind you. Did you record that?
I mean, at least she supports her son.
I can see my mom doing that. Like, I heard Kathy in that right there.
Oh, my mom would do that, definitely. Yeah. You know my mom.
Yes. My mom would definitely do that. You know, she one time at calling a college basketball game came down on a media row while I was doing my pregame show.
Nice.
And started trying to chat me up. I'm like, Mom, I'm on the air right now.
Mom, I'm working, hot mic.
Happy early Mother's Day to everyone out there. Please don't embarrass your sons that work in the media field. Right. We got more music coming up right now. It's Naked Mae Mueller and Polo G with Better Days. I Hate You, I Love You right here on Jamestown's Best Mix, Mix 93.3. Insert ex-girlfriend joke here. I got to stop making those jokes. They've become too prevalent on this show recently. Well, Danny, you probably heard a few of them.
Right, right. And you're transitioning away from ex-girlfriend to wife.
Yeah. I'm engaged. It's weird. I never thought this day would come. And now I have to tell my parents that under no circumstances are we having a dry wedding.
Right. I mean, you know, you got to celebrate the festivity, right?
You have to.
As he enters the ring brigade with us.
Yeah, right.
I gave my friend so much crap that I wasn't going to come to her wedding unless there was an open bar. I was going to go regardless. But if I don't have alcohol at my wedding, I'm never going to be able to live it down.
Right. You set the precedent.
Set the precedent. And, you know, we're working on a backup plan. If we can't get a place that'll let us have it, we're just going to rent a party bus, go up to our favorite college bar afterwards. Weddings at ceremonies at noon, everyone. And we have a tight 1 hour for the for the reception so we can get up in time for happy hour. That is how my wedding is going to go. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Take a look at your North Dakota news. That's Max and Alan Gady with Butterflies right here on Jamestown's Best Mix, Mix 93.3. Jumpstart your day with J&J with Jake, Jackie, and today Danny. Danny, always great to have you stop in with us, do a show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I like nitro beers. Have you ever had a nitro beer?
I've had a nitro coffee, not a nitro beer.
I do like the nitro coffee too, but Pepsi, taking it a step further, introducing the world's first nitro cola. And I'm very excited for it. They say it's going to be available nationwide on March 28th, but you can pre-order now through certain retailers. Okay. But according to the brand, it's going to be a creamy, smooth, and mesmerizing cascade of tiny bubbles topped off by a frothy foam head.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in too. Two different flavors. It's going to come in a regular draft cola and then a vanilla draft cola.
We might have to get those and try them, you know, let everybody know what you think.
I'm a sucker for vanilla.
Me too. Especially, even just get a little bit of grenadine and put it in there and you got your nitro cold brew cherry cola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's what they did at the one wedding I had to go to before I was allowed to actually go up to the bar. And
Jake will have a Shirley Temple on the rocks.
Shaking, not
stirred. Right? Shaking, not back into the music now. Kobe Calais with Try right here on Mix 93.3.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done.
That's Marshmallow featuring Demi Lovato right here with Okay to Not Be Okay. Jake, Jackie, and Danny with you. And Danny, I know you said you don't have a TikTok.
I do not.
You don't have one. Jackie and I spend a lot of time on TikTok.
Way too much time
on TikTok. We talked about the Wiener Dog rave a few weeks ago where they have one of those drive-through car washes that have the lights and the foam and everything. So they piled like eight dachshunds into the back of their car, gave them like those glow stick necklaces and everything, and had a Wiener Dog rave in the back seat in the car wash.
It was quite a thing to watch.
It's great, but... I think something that's overlooked right now is the amount of great creators that are going through and making very high quality and produced news reports. Like the I personally like to watch Under the Desk News.
Yep, Under the Desk News is great.
And Good Morning Bad News. Yep. Excellent reporting.
And you have to know if it's a bones day or not.
Has anyone checked if it's a bones day today? I would like to know.
It's Monday. There's no bones here.
There's no bones here on that. But I just wanted to tip my cap to them, especially with all the crazy events going on in the world right now, doing the best to keep people informed, especially generations that aren't watching the news, reading the papers, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. More of Jamestown's Best Mix heading your way.
Love you like me.
That's Taylor Swift featuring Brendon Urie with Me. I'm not sure why they don't just call it Panic at the Disco, because he is the only person in Panic at the Disco. But Jake Seidel, Jackie D, and Danny with you this morning, and this final hour of Jumpstart Your Day with J&J is brought to you by EXP Realty in Jamestown. EXP wants your listing. For a free market analysis, call Christy Sagasser at 269-5443. That's 269-5443. You know, we were talking about some our athletic achievements before we came back on the air here. Me and Danny, I don't think... Jackie, you played volleyball, right?
Yep, I played volleyball in high school.
And I played soccer, and I was in track, where I threw shot and disc. And I know, Danny, you wrestled in college.
Football, wrestling, and track in high school, and wrestling and track in college.
So I was telling Danny here that I think I'm pretty sure I hold the record for the shortest discus throw that was not a foul in Ohio high school history.
Boy, this is going to be a good one.
So it's a rainy day, and I've got new throwing shoes. So, you know, like...
Slippery on the bottom.
Very slippery on the bottom. I never was a very good discus thrower. I was a lot better at the shot put, but that's not saying much. So I think it's my second throw of the night, or the afternoon, whatever it was. I do my spin, and then as I'm coming around, the disc rolls off my fingers and falls right in front of the slab, right in front of the ring.
And you didn't think to step out the front?
I didn't think of it. I was so embarrassed, I walked out the back, and it was counted.
Completely under control like you're supposed to.
Everything is fine. Nobody panic. Jake has this. Oh, wait, where did he go?
Well, you figure the disc is at least 9 inches across. So that's got...
I'm pretty sure it was 3 feet, 2 inches.
Oh, that's awesome.
New world record.
I'm pretty sure that is the high school record for shortest discus throw that is not a foul in the state of Ohio.
Oh, jeez.
Incredible.
Got to see if that's true, I'm going to have my high school track coach, because he's still there, put a plaque up for my state record.
Jackie, let's get shirts made up to say that. The picture of Jake on it.
Yeah, right?
World Ohio shortest discus.
With all the great Ohio sports stories. That's my favorite.
We'll wear that, you know, with pride whenever we're doing his stuff for his wedding.
Oh, absolutely.
If that story doesn't come up at my wedding at some point, I'm going to be upset. We're going to go back to music right now. It's Adele with Someone Like You right here on Jamestown's Best Mix, Mix 93.3.